Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise God, where the Spirit of the Lord is having free reign as we give Him glory and honor. What an awesome God we serve. Every day is the Lord Day. Help us to glory to God to remember that and exalt His name and give Him praise and be thankful. And as we come before the throne of grace today to obtain mercy, hallelujah, we bless God for having that privilege. So we welcome you as we come together to pray, intercede, stand in the gap, lift up the name of the Lord, pray, teach, preach, praise God as God gives us divine connection. Praise God for us to be connected to glorify Him. So we exalt His holy name this marvelous, wonderful day. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Praise God. I had something I'd like to read into your hearing tonight while we are waiting for the others to come online. Praise God. It's in the form of prayer, of course, and giving God what's rightly due Him every day. Praise God. We want to also keep in mind tonight to pray for Pastor Sims' family, the brother-in-law did pass on the other day, so I had the name written down. I have to get it. get her to share it with us a little bit later. But we praise God, and also pray for Carmelita had incident from the accident with. It may be meniscus, whatever that is, in your, not the cup, just in your knee. It's pretty serious. So we lifting her up. Keep them in mind, and all the other ones that we had shared with the other in the last couple of days and weeks, and some things, glory to God, we still believe in God for in those miracles. But praise God, in Romans 12, a prayer says, Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the mercies by which You allow us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to You. Dear Lord, it is our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good, acceptable, and perfect to what Your will is. By grace given unto us, show us how not to esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank You, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us, that we may prophesy in portion to our faith and to teach according to Your precious word and to exalt and to give liberty and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate one to another and honor and give preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, to be fervent in spirit to serve. You, Lord, dear Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulations. Praying that, praise God. And we will continue in this distributing to the needs of the saints and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with us. We will be of the same mind toward one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with humility. We will not be wise in our own opinion. We will not repay anyone evil for evil. For Your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is Yours, said the Lord. We will live peaceable with all men, if possible, as Your word says, to be overcomers through Christ, Lord. Lord, we will offer drink to the thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in Your word forever. because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God. A prayer, glory to God, that's coming from out of the 12th chapter of Romans. Amen. Bless the Lord. Of course, you heard other words that came from other places in the Bible. And God, we thank you tonight. We give glory and honor for another day that the Lord has made. We shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. And those that may be troubled in heart and glory have lost their joy, we pray, God, that you will remind them of your goodness, remind you of the sacrifice that you made on our behalf. While we were yet sinners, you died for the ungodly. Oh, glory to God. We thank you that you love us so much, God, Father, that you sent your Son, and your Son loved us so much that he sacrificed his life and still, glory to the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. So, God, help us to draw our joy, our strength from you in the name of Jesus. In the valley as well as on the mountaintop, you said you change not, you never leave us nor forsake us. So God, help us to not change either. Hold on to what your word is saying through the Holy Spirit, that he will comfort, he will teach, he will lead, and he will guide. So God, I pray, glory to God, for their joy and their strength in the midst of the dilemmas, in the midst of the grief, in the midst of, glory to God, all the challenging things that are going on in all of our lives. God, help us to look up and live. Look to the hills with cometh our help, and realize it's coming from you, because you are the truly the author and the finish of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you do every day, for the food, the clothing, the shelter. We can't even take that for granted. At one time, you couldn't even take toilet paper for granted. You can't take, glory to God, hand sanitizer. Glory to God, even just for the essentials we take for granted. Just even being able to walk and talk and see, and glory to God, things over there, we need to be able to thank you every day. Things happen in a moment without a notice. God, I pray right now as believers, we're walking forgiveness, asking you to forgive us for every offense against your word, everything that we are doing that's contrary to your word, even how we treat one another, the thoughts that we have that are not pleasing in your sight. We don't want to allow those things to manifest, because after a while, the temptation will be yielded. And God, you say, yield not to temptation. And so, God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless those that are brokenhearted, those, glory to God, that are going through with different types of illness or challenges in their bodies and affliction. God, we thank you for what your word says in the healing. Oh, God, and you sent in your word and still have sent it from Calvary all the way up to now. Oh, God, help us to continue to speak life. Oh, God, like the woman of God was speaking the word about, we form, glory to God, our world. We frame it by the words we speak. Glory to God, we are to not allow the words to snare us, glory to God, and cause us to bring offense against our own self, an affliction against our own self. I'll never do that, and this, that, and the other, and I'll always be this way, and this, that, and the other, and saying things that, glory to God, I love you to death, and all kind of, God, help us to be a watch over the mouth of the things we say, so we won't give place to the enemy. Watch our mouth so we won't be snared. Hallelujah. Even when we're speaking about healing, even though it may have been there for some time, help us to keep decreeing and declaring what your word says. Even though we don't feel it, even though we don't see it, you say, walk by faith, not by sight. God, so we are praying for a change of heart, change of mind, so we can be transform into the image of Christ, transformed by your word, glory to God, and live a life, glory to God, of health and wholeness. And even while we're waiting on the change to come, God, help us to still continue to praise you in the name of Jesus, and be like that, to be like what Job says, so that thing that has worse the thing to come upon him, because he can't be meditating on things, glory to God, and thinking if and the fears that come, glory to God, to bind us. Help us to know, glory to God, that you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So keep casting the care, glory to God, upon you. Oh, God, for you to bring us through and bring us out. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Comfort me. God, we thank you, Lord God. We'll find comfort in your word. We'll find truth in your word. We'll find, glory to God, whatever we need in your word. You are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God, Jehovah's Alone, the God that will give us peace that passes all understanding. You said that peace that you give us is not as the world give, in the name of Jesus. God, help us, glory to God, to stand on your word with the whole armor on, in the name of Jesus. Some of God, our belt loose, glory to God, of truth, Glory to God. And little white lies, black lies, all lies are lies. In the name of Jesus, no such a color. That's just a scheme from the devil that man used and is in the body of Christ too as well. The blood of Jesus against deception, glory to God, and lying. God, we are praying an awakening that we will get to a point that we will not get caught up in all the things that the world is offering, glory to God, and cause us to time loving with the Lord. We'll stand truth on this thing, stand truth on that, and this other little thing, glory to God, that we can't seem to let go of. Oh, here we go, glory to God, allowing the enemy, glory to God, to use us. And if we don't get it right, we'll be like a bowling ball after a while. We'll be knocking all, even the pins down of even the things that was saying good, because contamination, glory to God, if it don't be dealt with, just like a bag of potatoes, glory to God, you don't take that corrupt one out of there, or that, glory to God, one that's contaminated the rest of it, oh, it's going to continue to go through and penetrate the rest. So help us to know, God, we got to get these things right and in these last days of the time that we're in, so that we can be a vessel you can use and channel your anointing through, so we can see people getting saved and healed and delivered. Oh, glory to God, cancer drying up, glory to God, and arthritis, glory to God, to be eradicated, glory to God, with cancer, glory to God, heart attacks and stroke, it won't be on the large mask amount that's going on in the world all across, glory to God, in the body of Christ. Oh, God, help us to know, glory to God, we're to be able to pray and bind and loosen and use our authority against the forces of evil. God, help us not to be a perpetrator and not to be, glory to God, a portrayal of your word. God, we pray, glory to God, against hypocrisy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, glory to God, for us to be genuine and real, not because we're on the prayer line, not because we're in the church, not because we're an evangelist, a pastor, a prophet, or not just because, glory to God, we're in a setting with the, glory to God, because our name is out there because of what we've done and accomplished. God, but you see all things. You can see in the blackest of night, ant, glory to God, in the darkest, under a rock. God, nothing escapes you because you are the creator. All from the beginning of time, glory to God, before it ever came to be able in our generation to be a part of even whatever family we're in, you knew, glory to God, before it ever was even created. So, God, we're just praying now that we'll give you the glory and the praise and the honor that's rightly due you, and give honor to those that's rightly due right here. But we all praise go to you, all glory go to you, but give honor where honor is due, even here in the earth realm. We come against these foul spirits that now don't even have a respect even for their own leaders in the house of God. We're talking about the anointed vessels. We're talking about the vessels that are walking in the truth and being anointed and doing what God called them to do. Oh, God, so much disrespect. Glory to God. We know there's other ones that are perpetrating out here just for the money or just for this. Some have fallen away from what God called them, glory to God, to do, and their world's running well. But now who did hinder you? God, we're praying right now like never before that, glory to God, that we'll get in a place to honor God like we're supposed to with our temples. Also, glory to God, watch what we say out of our mouths, glory to God, so we won't start fires and start confusion and chaos and just a, glory to God, defamation of character, even in the body and so forth. God, help us to not get so caught up. We go left, all caught up, glory to God, more in politics than we are in the word of God. We're constantly saying something about something all the time that's not to glorify the Lord. So we're asking the Lord to help all of us, no matter how anointed we are. The devil don't care nothing about how many years. I've been saved 50 years, 40 years. I've been saved 10 years. I've been saved 20. I know. He don't care nothing about that. He don't care nothing about your title. I don't care whether you're a bishop, apostle, or glory to God, you're whatever. He just want an opening so he can get in, and he's not going to just ride. He is going to drive. If he get an opportunity to get in, he's going to get in, glory to God, the driver's seat. So, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to help us. Help us like never before as a body, as a whole. Everybody not falling in that category, but God, as a body, we got too much isms and schisms going on in the body, so we're just praying them strongholds down. God, so many things go around happening without you in the land, period. Death, glory to God, all around, running water like the blood running in the streets like water. Oh, glory to God, unforgiveness is running like a cancer. God, I pray right now against the foul spirits of the enemy with all these voices that people are hearing, things that they are doing, and things, glory to God, and they are taking lives and don't even care, don't have no remorse. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, dismantling bodies and whatever, and killing children and killing each other. Oh, God, because I don't like you shooting through cars all on the highway, glory to God, road rage, glory to God, walk up to you because I can't get what I want from you, so I just tell you, oh, my Lord, the blood of Jesus. God, some of the hideous crimes we're hearing about over and over and over, all the wars that are going on. People got wars going on the inside of them and exploding, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God. It's get to a point where the enemy trying to bring so much fear, you don't even know who to witness to. But if we led by the Spirit of the Lord, he'll give you who to speak to, because God says still yet, we got to work while it's day. When night comes, no man can work. Glory to God. So we won't get overwhelmed with fear, glory to God, because he got us anointed for certain assignments, all of us have, glory to God. But we ought to be able to pray no matter whether we speak directly to that person at all. I mean, at all. We are still ought to be able to pray and intercede. But there are some on assignment that God has told them to go out in the trenches and the hedges and the highways, go out in these clubs or all around them, outside the doors or someplace, go out when they're going in or somewhere, glory to God, where the other ones, glory to God, or on the street, glory to God, alcohol and drugs or go out the ladies of the night. Some of us got assignments, and we can't play copycat, because if you do try to do what somebody else is doing just for glory to God, for prestige and recognition, they'd be like the seven sons of Stephen. Jesus I know, Paul I know, and strip you. So glory to God, help us to find our place and hold our post so we'll know what God is in, but not to be, glory, our part-time lover, that we can't perpetrate the fraud. Oh, God, I don't do what I told do. Our eyelash don't do what my heart do. Glory to God. Oh, God, help us, glory to God, to find our place. We can be helpers one to another, but know your assignment. God, is too much going on, glory to God, that we should not be nowhere that we don't have enough to pray for all day long and day and night, glory to God. Hallelujah. But we know we're to rest and take care of these temples. And that's another thing that's happening, more sickness coming in the body because we don't rest properly. We don't sleep and rest. We don't eat properly. We don't, glory to God, exercise. We don't do what it's some things, glory to God, people are doing true enough and the enemy is still attacking us, but we are talking about overall. So God, help us to find out whatever place we're short in. Some of the attitudes, glory to God. Some of this short, glory to God, because they're short-tempered. And they're supposed to be temperance. How in the world are we going to get a work done for the kingdom of God if somebody turned back around and slapped you or spit at you, didn't spit on you? Somebody even had a situation where, glory to God, they're looking at you hard, and all of a sudden you were just like the world. You got an attitude because you thought they said, you thought they were doing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. How in the world are we going to give those, our enemy, glory to God, water, glory to God, when they're thirsty, and our glory to God, feed them, and we can't even treat one another right in the body of Christ? God, we are praying for healing and deliverance. We come against these itching ears. It's a time like never before. We have prayed for the body for an awakening. Oh, God, we got to be an example and a light and be a mentor to our youth, our young people. So many things got their attention. Glory to God, on the internet, on the TV, our homosexual acts. Glory to God, drugs, and glory to God, and finding love, all looking for love in all the wrong places. And some of it's not so much in the dead. Sometimes you're looking for love, glory to God, and finding it in gangs and this, that, and the other, and being corrupted and getting killed, and glory to God, and killing others. God, it's a time like never before for an awakening for the sleeping giant. Not allow what somebody else say just because they're not walking like God wants them to walk, and they're walking. We got to pray. We can't allow them to seduce us and cause us, glory to God, to get off track, because this one over here, they're saved and filled the Holy Spirit, but they hadn't made up their mind to make a commitment to the Lord to allow him to cleanse us. So we yield over here. We can't get caught up in the gifts. Glory to God, running after a gift, running after a prophecy. Glory to God. You're going to prop up a line and end up causing you on the ditch after a while or off the bridge. Glory to God. Help us, Lord, to look to you as the author and the finish of our faith. Seek out your face. God, is so much going on. I pray for our youth. I pray for an awakening. I pray, God, for those that haven't given their life to you. Glory to God, that they will be somewhere, someone, glory that we can be the mentors, the light. But prayer, glory that change things. Help us to be an example. Help us to not be, glory to God, see them one way. I may see us one way, and then after a while, glory that we then change over like we're a chameleon. God, I'm praying like never before that we'll recognize the time that we're in, and we need to be speaking into their lives of encouragement, or just even sometimes just a kind word. And sometimes we know there's something you can't speak to, glory to God, direct because of the forces that are with them, the evilness. But God, we can pray. We can pray, glory to God. Hallelujah, because man look on the outward appearance, God looks on the heart. So God, help us, God. Have mercy. Don't allow the enemy, glory to God, to destroy our youth, glory to God, and we sitting back just rocking out in our house. Oh, he's getting pretty close because it's all coming up in the body of Christ, how the enemy, glory to God, is feeling. I pray right now like never before. 7, 4. Open up their ears. Come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience and jealousy and envy and all kinds of other things the enemy is using, the homosexuality, shooting and gangbanging and all this. Glory to God. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, awaken and take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. And when someone come by and you send them by, open their heart that they can receive. One may plant, one may water. But you're going to give the increase. And some of them, they have to continue to water. Glory to God. Seed might have been planted, but they have to be continuously watered. Glory to God. Even if it's like a assembly line. Whatever, God, we just believe in. Those that are saved, our young, God, help them not to turn and to tear from the path, because there are things that are pulling on them to try to distract them and try to pull them away from their gifts that you're giving them. Or, glory to God, just trying to live to get their education, or just trying, glory to God, to be a light and trying to preach the gospel. And be, oh, God, I come against, glory to God, the forces of evil that want to try to make them feel less than, lose confidence. Oh, God, help us to surround them in prayer. Oh, God, we got to make sure that we're walking right, because we're praying. But glory to God, I want to be like what Paul said. I want to be in that place, glory to God, that he said, I don't want to be preaching to others and myself be a castaway. Help us to be that example and that light. So when we are encouraging others, and some may give their life, even when, glory to God, people are walking in darkness, glory to God, sometimes they can say, and even been backslide, sometimes they can say a word and something can change another person's life, but they haven't made it their mind to change their lives. Oh, God, so help us, God, to be real in everything we do. Thank you again for prayer lines. Thank you for prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord God, for those in their prayer closet. Thank you for those that are on the street that are trying to reach. Thank you for those, glory to God, the missionaries. Thank you for those, glory to God, that are out, glory to God, in various places. Even their life is on the line trying to get, glory to God, others to come in. Some right here, even on the streets in our own country, glory to God, are out on the streets and trying to reach, glory to God, in whatever way. All of them not overseas, and just because there are horrible things that are happening for those that, glory to God, can't even say Jesus, glory to God. But we have the opportunity here, oh, glory to God, say a land of liberty, but it's not fully to the place it needs to be, but it still have a lot more liberty than some, glory to God, across the ways in other areas across the globe. But God, help us to appreciate you. Pray for our president. Pray, glory to God, for wisdom. Pray, glory to God, for the vice president. Pray, glory to God, for the cabinet. Pray for the representative. Pray, glory to God, that that divided stuff to go on the house of this and this, that, and the other, glory, Democrat, Republican, Independent. God, we are praying for our country to come and recognize, glory to God, when it's do what's best and not having this warfare because of greed and my decision and my, glory to God, we've been sitting so long in this position, glory to God, and we don't want to move and all want to be the chief. God, we are praying like never before that there will be harmony. Thank God, glory to God, for a change, glory to God, that has taken place. So help us to appreciate it. Pray, glory to God, in the midst of this COVID too, in the name of praying for healing, praying for deliverance, praying, glory to God, more of us get in alignment with your word. I believe through the prayers and obedience to the Spirit of God, this thing will lift soon. But we are praying for wisdom of those, glory to God, that the enemy got their minds off twisted. They don't want to, glory to God, comply. You don't want the shots. You don't want to wear the mask. You don't want to do nothing. Just want to, just whatever I feel. God, some way or another, to use wisdom, one way or another. God, we just praying. Pray for our youth. Pray for them, glory to God, the young people too, glory to God, as they're out there trying to get their education, and even sometimes their lives are on the line because of the choices of their parents. God, I pray, or you, whoever they're guarding, it's so much to pray for. But we're just so thankful. Pray for healing. Pray for those that are grieving, glory to God, not only for loved ones, but also, glory to God, because they've been in storms and they've lost much and they've gone through, glory to God, and don't even know where the next meal is coming from. They got independent. Some, glory to God, had, glory to God, was well-to-do, but now, glory to God, it may be some things, glory to God, that are going on now. Some they may recover, some may not, but they have their lives. And, God, we just going to believe you are for recovery. And for those that need, glory to God, that clean water, that food, that clothing, the shelter, God, thank you for the charities. Thank you for those that are thinking of others. Thank you, Lord. Help us as the body of Christ to do our part as well. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you. Bless those, glory to God, that we are blessing each other and not shutting up our vows against one another, but not do it in selfishness, not do it, glory to God, for recognition, but do it to the glory of God, whatever he assigned to. So we thank you for that, God. When someone think of you enough to say, glory to God, I'm going to bless you. I want to encourage. Sometimes they may not know all what's going on with that person, but it be right on time. Help us, glory to God, not count what is in our hand, but be obedient to you, because you know how to bring increase, just like the five loaves and the two fish. Glory to God, it felt, who knows whether it felt, whether he felt, Lord, glory to God, fed 20,000, 25,000, or whether it was 15,000, we don't know.
But we're thanking you, Lord God, that you bless, glory to God, and you know how to bring increase, glory to God. So we bless you in the name of Jesus for all that you've done and doing. Oh, God, I bless you and ask you to have your angels continue to encamp about us. Thank you for the blood covering. Thank you for sweet rest and sleep coming against insomnia, Alzheimer's too as well. In the name of Jesus, kidney failure, we're praying for healing for that too as well. We're praying, glory to God, for divine touch, glory to God, of come lead it for glory to God that need God is healed. The enemy is not going to steal, glory to God, her health. Thank God that you blessed and covered the job where glory that was going to look like even a new job that the enemy was. Thank God for the prayer warriors. Oh, I was on that post last night and yesterday. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for all that you've done and doing. Glory to God. We thank God, glory to God, for glory to God for Pastor Bird, for Pastor Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. Pray glory to God for even my sister out in Tulsa. Glory to God in the Spirit knew something was going on and called. Glory to Pastor Mitchell. We pray, glory to God, and thank you, glory to God, for that intercession really quickly yesterday and last night. Oh, God, and we thank you for all those that are always praying for our families and each other in the name of Jesus. But, God, we are going to pray continuously that you move, glory to God, in such a way that it will not have to come to surgery. If it does, we were leaving. Glory to God, you're going to work a miracle in that too as well. Pray for Pastor Sims. God, you bless her, strengthen her, and encourage her family. God, in the midst, glory to God, as she said, 2 years prayer has been going on for him. And glory to God, the brother-in-law, glory to God, has gone on to glory. But God, we pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless and help them in the name of Jesus. Pray for Sister Parker, as she said, to her family members, glory to God, in-laws. Glory to God, on the side, glory to God, died from COVID not too long ago. Pray continuously for our family. Our cousin, Dr. Brother, still yet, he has not been utilized until this Saturday, but we pray for the family and pray, glory to God, for the wife. Glory to God, they were very, very close, but pray, glory to God, for the daughter. Pray, glory to God, for so many others that have got different things going on in their lives in the name of Jesus, and some, glory to God, that are fighting a good fight of faith and various other things in their lives. We pray, glory to God, and we're praying, glory to God, for so many things, and Mother McCormick's two daughters and the one that's getting ready to get the kidney that's on the list. We are praying, glory to God, for both of them and the daughter that's desiring, glory to God, to give hers up for her sister. Lord, there's so much to pray for, but I think I'm going way over just getting excited about Jesus. Bless the Lord, coming off the fast and look like I'm fast running. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I pray God's blessings as we get ready to open the line for our sister. We give all praise and glory and honor unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, since we glory to God, going to go by the order that it is as on the phone when the calls came in. Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, glory to God, Pastor, I'm trying to see if Pastor Bird is on the line before I say Brother Black. I don't see her right now, so that means Brother Black would be up. So in that order, Mother McCormick also behind her, glory to God. So we'll put it in that order. Bless the Lord. We thank God for all of you all. And thank God. Is that, oh, my God. Yes, this is the night, too, for Sister Alicia to do her 15 minutes. So praise God. Once Mother Alexander pray, then we're going to have Sister Alicia, because I know she has to get off the line because she has to go to work real early in the morning. Praise the Lord. So in the same order that I said, but only thing is we're just going to put Alicia right behind Mother Alexander. So we go open the line for Mother Alexander, then we open the line for Sister Alicia, our prophetess of noon. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hello? Okay, Mother.
Hallelujah. Yes, go ahead.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, if your people will pray, Lord God. Oh, Father God, your promises is what we're standing on. And according to the promises of God, Father, you said if we ask anything in your name, Lord God, it's already done, Lord. Because we must take you by your word. What you said, Lord, we believe by faith it shall come forth. Father God, help us to stand faithful on your word, Lord God. According to the promises of God, because you made promises to us, and they all come true if we stand faithful on it. Because your word cannot be void, Heavenly Father. You said, ask, and believe when we ask, we receive, Lord God. And Father God, that is your word in John 14. Your word don't be void, Lord. If you said it, that's it. You said you give us peace, Lord. We must believe and stand on those words. You said, let not our heart be troubled, Lord God. Help us to know that if you said it, stand faithful on it. Oh, Father God, we come before you, Lord God, because it's so much to pray for, Lord God. But we know that you gave us the answer because you said, if we pray. And, Father, we know that you is a God that can do all things. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's matter what you ask in the Father for. Stand faithful and believing in him because he can do it, and he will do it if you stand faithful. Lord, help us to know that you are a God that answers our prayer. If we stand faithful, it shall come forth what we are asking for. And, Father, you see all that is going on this earth. But, Father God, we come together standing in agreement, binding up these diseases and sickness that come against the body. Most of all, Heavenly Father, your word tells us that by your stripes we are healed. So these things shall not have dominion in our body. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because your promises is what we stand in, Heavenly Father. We know that you're a God that delivers. We know that you're a God that heals. We know your word said it, Lord. Help us to know that if you said it, that's it. That's it. They know if I'm but about it, that's it. Stand faithful and claim the victory that is ours. Father, we thank you today for who you are in our lives. Because according to your promise, Lord God, you said if we pray. So that let us know that prayer is the key. No matter how hard the situation looks, prayer is the key. Father, we pray for our sisters and brothers that is having a hard time out there in that place with workplace, Lord God. But Lord, we asking you, Lord God, to touch their mind, Lord. Renew their heart. Let them know that they are not alone because your word is what they're standing on. Regardless what the enemy bring against them, stand faithful on your word because this world don't have anything good for us. We that belongs to God, not to the world, know that we can stand regardless what they throw against us. Stand because God never leave us nor forsake us. See, so many sisters and brothers out there that are going through some situation because they stand on the word of God. But baby, let me tell you something. Stand regardless what the world throws. Stand because God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And regardless what goes on, there's always an illustration in the Bible showing us how the enemy come against our forefathers and how they stand because God never let them fall. He always find a way to let them stand strong. If you put your faith in him and believe that if he said it, I'm going to stand on it. Oh, Father God, help us all to know that your promises is the only thing we have that we can stand faithful on because nothing in this world is forever. But your word is forever, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for keeping a hedge around our sons and daughters, Lord God, our grands and our great-grands. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for no matter what come against them, we standing in the gap, Lord God. We standing claiming they are more than conquerors. They are overcomers through the storm. Oh, Father God, help them to remember who they really are in Christ Jesus. Because you are the only way for us all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us, Lord. We thank you for the sound mind that you gave us, Lord God. That any enemy come against the mind of your children, Lord, to remember that God gave you a sound mind. So fight against it in the name of Jesus. Bind up that spirit that come against the mind. It has no dominion. It has no authority. And Father God, your word said that we have the mind of Christ. Glory to your name, Father God, because you are the God that created us all. But your promises tell us, Lord God, if we believe, all things is possible to them that believe, baby. If you believe in what you're asking for, you will get it, but you got to have faith in the living God and say, he already let it go, so we claiming it victory in our life. Don't let the enemy take away what God gave you. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We pray for Carmelita on our knee. Burn up that foul spirit that come against our knee right now in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement, burning it up in the name of Jesus, and command it to loose our knees. Loose it right now in Jesus' name. Because, Father, you said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever we ask, believe we shall receive it. Strengthen our Lord God that she can stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours. Because, Lord, your word tells us you take away sickness and disease. And Father God, we believe, Heavenly Father, we believe in your promises that if you said it, it shall be done. Father, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for giving us a mind to serve you and to stand faithful in your word, Lord God. Because there's nothing in this world is more powerful than the word of God. Help us to know who we really are, Lord Jesus, and that when we stand, we stand in the mighty name of Jesus. That no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against our sons and daughters shall prosper. Oh, Father God, help us to stand, Lord God. Stand on your promises. Believe in your word, because there's none can overcome the word of God. No matter what they say, they can't override his word if you stand faithful. God promises is real. And Lord, I thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord. I thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Pray for the head of the prayer line that you continue to stand strong. Continue to stand faithful, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our life, regardless of what comes. Help each and every one of us in the prayer line to continue to bold soldiers, Lord God. Let the enemy know he has no authority in our lives. For it's only you who are the authority and finisher of all things, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank God. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to introduce, glory to God, Sister Prophetess Anu for her 15 minutes and whatever out in Arkansas. Praise the Lord for the word and the anointing and this vessel that God has blessed and set apart for such a time as this. We are praying for her encouragement and her strength. Glory to God. I know she's been a little tired running a lot lately, but we know God is able. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So we just pray, God, that you continue to bless this warrior in the name of Jesus, that she may come forth and share what God has put in her spirit for us tonight. This is
praise
my baby.
God. Thank you. I won't be before you long. Be right there. We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise right now. I'm still at work. So, God, I just pray, God, that you speak before me right now in the name of Jesus, bind and curse right now. Tiredness, fatigue, any fleshly thing right now in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, Father, to come before me and speak through me, even just for these couple of minutes in Jesus' name. We thank and praise God for the word and, for the prayers, God, that have gone forth. Even with the prayers that have gone forth already, y'all have already just spoke about what I was going to say. So I'm just going to highlight or touch on some of those things. Praise God. So, can you all hear me? Praise God.
Yes.
All right. So this the scripture that kept coming to my mind is from 3 John, the second chapter, or is it the second verse? I can't remember. I think it's the second verse. Excuse me. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." And a lot of times when we think of prosperity, the first thing that usually comes to mind is materialistic, you know, finances. And with everything that we are all going through and yet going through, and, you know, we've heard that saying a lot of times, I'm so sick and tired of being sick. This scripture is what really just kept coming, you know, to my mind. And then I looked up to find out what is prosperity, and prosperity has a lot to do with growth, physically, also being strong and being healthy. And a lot of times when you think about growth, you know, you think of your bones and you're stretching out and being able to, you know, lift things. We as women be moving furniture and lifting babies and all of that stuff. And I say moving furniture, my mom know what I'm talking about, rearranging furniture, trying to make beautify the house. Men, you know, all the different things that they have to do physically. And but the thing that kept coming back to my mind constantly, again, was mind, our mind, keeping our mind stayed on Jesus, having our mind in the right place, with so much that's bombarding us and coming up against us, it's so easy to sway. And it's okay to sway. You know, and when I say that, I'm saying we're natural. We're human beings, right? We, even the trees, you know, they when the wind blows, they sway a little bit. So we have these moments where things will happen, you know, like right now my family, we're dealing with death in the family. As a lot of you all have had to deal with hearing heartbreak news, you know, one way or another. And it doesn't always have to be death of a person. It could be a death of a relationship. It could be, you know, death of your job, you know, your finances or what have you. It hurts because we're in this flesh. We still bleed, you know, we get cut. So our heart still aches when we have to go through certain things. Jesus let us know just that these things can still yet happen, even with him, with Lazarus. And he knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But the fact of the matter is, hearing upon his death and knowing what had taken place, that he had to go through that, he still had to step aside for a moment and, you know, and shed a tear. The word of God said Jesus wept. And then he got himself back together and he got back on the path. And then he yelled out, Lazarus, come forth. And that's what I believe that God is having for us in our minds, to understand that, yes, these things are happening, these things, you know, that they take place. I'm sorry, I'm going a little faster ahead of myself. But one of the things that I had read on, you know, about for your mind and making sure that your mind is in a good place, the thing that stuck out to me, it says a healthy mind causes healthy emotions. Healthy emotions cause healthy choices. And then it says a toxic environment causes toxic thinking, which creates toxic emotions, which leads to toxic choices. And so that's why it's so important to make sure that we have our mind stayed on Jesus. It's a thing to make sure that in all of our prayer time, and I thank God for the prayer warrior. Y'all don't know, a lot of times I'm not on here, but I do be praying for you all, because I thank you, because you're like Nehemiah on the wall. You're keeping us girded up and surrounded, praise God. And even in all of that, and being who that you all are, and the ones that are listening here right now and that will hear maybe later, understand that even there's times where you have to be able to just take time and enjoy, you know, family and friends. You know, you got to have a moment to be able to laugh. Even the word of God says there's a time and a season for everything. And he talks about how laughter is even as a medicine, that we don't have to be all, you know, squished up in the face, you know, looking like lemons and all of that, to show that we sanctified and that we're holy. We can put a smile on, hallelujah. We can tell a joke every day. Well, I wouldn't say a joke. I don't know how you want to say that, because I don't want jokes to be taken out of context. But I'm just saying, you know, we can be funny. We can let our wit, our sense of humor show at times. But even in all of that, again, just making sure that in everything that you're going through, and no matter what the storms and all that you're facing, that you don't get so caught up on the storm that you forget about the one that can speak peace in the midst of the storm, that can keep you in peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, we understand, or we should understand by now, that, you know, storms and things are going to happen. Things are going to take place in life. We learned that in Bible study, right? In Bible school, Psalm 23, this says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It means he's going to provide and he's going to take care of us. And it says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, we're going to have a beautiful time and it will be relaxing. And, you know, and I always think of green pastures, taking that time and making sure that we meditate. And please understand, this word is definitely for me. If nobody else don't get it, it's definitely for me. That we need to take time and meditate and hear what God is saying and remember on the things that he has already done. And just look back and just see he brought me out of this and he brought me out of that. And it says he leads me beside the still water. So there's peace. And you know how it is when you go to a beach or you're just sitting near the lake, man. You could just even drive out into the city, out in town in some of these parks. They have like a little water park, little water fountains or whatever you walk by. And how just sometimes just sitting in your car and just looking out and how beautiful and peaceful that is. So just think about that. He leads me beside the still waters. So there's peace. There's not a lot of going on. It says he restores my soul and he leads me in the path of righteousness. So even though I may be going through some things and things may get depleted at times, God is going to come back and he will restore once again what I lost. Didn't you say that with Job? After everything that Job went through and everything that he lost and all that had taken place, God turned around after all of that because Job stood and he didn't move. God turned around and blessed him seven times over. And he says that he gives me, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is the part I want to get to. I will feel no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So it's not that God's going to stop and you're not going to ever have a hard time. It's not any time that God is going to just make it so that once you done got saved and you got filled with the Holy Ghost and you done led all these people to Christ and they done fell out in the floor and demons been cast and all these things have taken place, there's going to come a time where you just never now going to ever, 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 ever not go through anything else. Greater level, bigger devils or what have you the case may be. I just constantly believe that as we're still here on earth, things, you know, take place. Things happen. But this right here lets us know that these things are going to come on and they're going to take place. But no matter what, he's still right there with us. You're going to go through the valley of the shadow of the death. But don't fear. You don't have nothing to worry about. Don't fear. God is going to be with you. He's going to protect you, and he's going to keep you, and he's going to comfort you. But it all goes back to first keeping your mind stayed on him and trusting him and knowing that it's going to be all right. I went way too fast. So anyway, because it's getting real dark. I mean, I got a long way to get to my car. Okay, so wherever you give your time, whatever you give your time and attention to will determine your life outcome. And then, back to Isaiah 59:19. Like I said, I went way fast. It says, I will lift up a standard against you, so against the enemy. So enemy may come in like a flood. Again, God's not saying you're not going to have hard times and things aren't going to come. They will. But I'm with you. I'm there. And I will protect you. And in the midst of it, even when the enemy does try to come in like a flood, I'm going to be there to lift up a standard against him. I'm going to make sure that he's not going to be able to overtake you. He's not going to be able to just completely overwhelm you. And in that, I just started thinking, you know, like I said, I went a little fast. I'm going to kind of repeat a little bit. It says, storms will come. That's a part of life. But how you weather the storm is really what matters. It doesn't matter how big a tree is, you know. If its roots are not grounded well into the ground, if the roots have turned to rot, the wind can be no more than 25 miles per hour, and the tree will fall over. And you're looking at it going, man, that's such a big tree. And it really wasn't all that windy outside. What happened? Look at the roots. The roots were dried up. The roots were not was no longer deep into the ground the way it should be. But when you are rooted and grounded in God and your focus and attention is on him, I don't care if the winds come at 100 miles an hour. When it's all said and done, you'll still be standing. Again, you'll be like those palm trees, you know. They may sway left to the right or what have you, but no matter what, in the end, when them roots is grounded, it will continue to. I think my aunt, Pastor Betty, even brought that up one time in service. that, you know, how they're made to stand. But that doesn't mean during the time of these storms that you're not going to get a couple of scratches. It doesn't mean that you're not going to lose something, whether it's material or whether it's something or someone, you know. You're going to – sometimes we end up getting those battle scars. You know, we got to go through those hurts and those pains. However, again, God is a keeper. He's a comforter, and he's a restorer. And just like a car or a house, if you have insurance, you know, you can get roof damage or hail damage to your car. But if you've got good car insurance, either one of two things is going to happen. You're going to be upset because you know what? Your car done got messed up. Now you got to go and get it fixed. But the other thing that happens when you got some good insurance is you're like, oh, hallelujah, the God he worked. You know, we'll use that scripture in a minute. God, he worked it out for my – when the enemy meant for evil, God worked it out for my good. And now we go down there and collect that check and get our car fixed. As a matter of fact, we might even get a new car depending on how good our insurance is. So it's the same thing with God. When you have assurance in God, you know that you know. You have the confidence that he will lift up a standard against the enemy. You know, just like Job, he will repay back what the enemy has taken from you. And if you lost anything due to disobedience, because, you know, sometimes, again, we are in a flesh housing. And, yes, we can be here for 30, 40 years, and we can be grounded. But sometimes some of the storms come so hard and so close together. And sometimes it don't even have to be a barrage of things. It can just be that one hit, you know, just that one hit that feel like it almost takes the breath out of you. That's the time then, you know, yes, we encourage our brothers and sisters and be like, hey, you know, God's a keeper. He's going to keep you. But sometimes you got to just let a person be able to talk and be able to, you know, the Bible says a friend closer than a brother. Sometimes you just need a moment just to be able to let somebody, I think me and God was talking about that one time. Sometimes you just need, that wasn't even on my paper. But anyway, sometimes you just need someone to be able to talk to and, you know, just to be able to, as my mom would say, vent, you know, get it off your chest and be able to say something. Then after that, okay, now let's pray and let's get back on together. Sometimes we need that brother and that sister. Sometimes you can't always be the one that's just pounding on the head about the scriptures. Sometimes you just got to be there to uplift your brother and sister. Sometimes all you can do is just be that sounding board and just hear the hurt and hear the pain and hear the understanding of what they're going through and pray for them and encourage them. And if they really are saved, Holy Ghost filled and rooted in God, believe me, they're going to stand up and shake themselves off and they're going to get back up and keep going. But you be there for them and you continue to encourage them, praise God. And just know, again, when you got that assurance in God, he's going to work this thing out no matter how crazy it looks, no matter how bleak the night may seem. In the end, you keep your mind on him, he will come through. And even if it was because of disobedience or because of sin, just because you was disobedient didn't necessarily mean you just got out here and just did some, just like Mama just said, there's no big lies and little lies. You lost your salvation. That's what I'm trying to say. Just because you was disobedient doesn't necessarily mean that you lost your salvation, that you just backslid. That's what I'm really trying to say. Thank you, Jesus. However, whether it be disobedience because you didn't follow something or the instruction that God gave you or what have you, or, again, just committed a sin, God is still faithful. If you repent, according to Deuteronomy 3-13, if you will repent, he will still come back and restore and prosper you. And, again, just keeping your mind on him and knowing who God is. And every time I kept thinking about it, knowing who God is, I'm like, okay, let me look up the names of God again. You know, we know some of them. Sometimes we will even repeat it out. But I want to say the names out loud to you. Just hopefully that it will bless your spirit. That no matter what storm, no matter what you're going through, know that God is God. He said, I am that I am. I am Adonai, Lord Master. El Elyon, the Most High God. El Olam, the everlasting God. Elroy, the strong one who sees. So I'm not a man that I should sleep. He sees everything. He is El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. He is Elohim, God of power and might. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. He is Jehovah Method, I can't say that name, Methodistum, the Lord who sacrifices you. In other words, he is the God that will make you holy. He is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner victory. He is Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there present. So no matter what is going on, he is with you. He is not leaving you. He is right there walking right beside you. And there are times where he is carrying you through. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu. That really messed that up. The Lord our righteousness. And he is Yahweh, Lord Jehovah. And he is Kuana, a jealous God. So we just got to keep on pressing and keep on remembering who he is in us, that he is the good shepherd, Jehovah Rahi, and he is, what was the other one? I think it was Jehovah Shammah. The Lord, our God, is always there. So I thank and praise you, God, for this time and this couple of minutes that you allow me to speak to these precious people that you have blessed in my life, my mother's life, and so many others. I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for who you are, that you are the great God, the I am that I am. So whatever we need, that is who you are. And there's so many more names than what we just even read off and seen, Father God, because you are the God, you are the middle of the wheel, you are the bomb in Gilead, and we just thank and praise you. We just sing the song and say you are a lawyer in the courtroom. Whatever it is that we need, that is who you are. There is no other God like you. And Father God, I thank you and I praise you for this. I thank and I praise you, God, for this time. I pray, Lord God, for all, Lord God, that's on the prayer tonight, Lord God, that they be encouraged. Lord God, that they will be able to continue to stand. I bind and curse the hand of the enemy that will try to come up against their mind to make them think or feel because they felt a certain way that, oh, I must have messed up, or, oh, my faith is wavering, or, oh, this is wrong or that is wrong. No, we thank and praise God you're just a human being that's going through a trial. But shake yourself off, dust yourself off, and know who your God is. So I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for everything that you're about to do and everything that you are yet doing. I thank you, God, for making provision. I thank you, Lord God, for giving, for filling up their cabinets with food in their refrigerator in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for jobs, Lord God, that's needed. I thank you, Lord God, for healing right now. I thank you, Lord God, for comfort right now in the name of Jesus. God, I just give you the honor and the glory and the praise, God, for every single thing, God, that you have done and yet you are yet to do. In Jesus' name I pray. I turn it back over now to the ministers of the gospel right now, God, the prayer warriors, and I just give you all the thanks right now for letting me have this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all.
Praise God. What a powerful word in the name of Jesus. I know you may have to be off the line later, but I know we're going to have a remarks after us a little bit, baby. But right now, praise God. Thank God for that, that the Lord bless and use you tonight. Praise God. We're going to open the lines now for Mother Willette. We praise God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise for another day's journey. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We are in such an appreciation, hallelujah, that we are your people, that we are your children, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And I thank you so much that you love us so much. Lord God, we are precious in your sight. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you that you, hallelujah, care about us. You're concerned about every situation we face. I thank you for the prayers that have already gone up, Heavenly Father. I pray to you in that name that's above every name, Jesus. Thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father, even now making intercession for us and being in agreement with the prayers that we pray. We thank you that when we come to you, Hallelujah. And I thank you that you don't have, Lord God, a closed door policy, but you have an open door policy where we can come at any time, Lord God, any time of the day, any time of the night, and you're always available to hear from us. You're gazing upon us, hallelujah, Lord God. You're concerned, hallelujah, Lord God, about every part of our lives. And I thank you so much that you made a way out of no way, even before we were entered into our mother's womb. So I appreciate you for caring about us and preserving us and sustaining us. Thank you that you are all that the young lady just finished ministering, Lord God, the message of who you are, hallelujah. Your name, hallelujah, let us know who you are. Yes, she was speaking about Jehovah Makedesh and Jehovah Tisikanu. Lord, you are our righteousness and our sanctifier. Glory be to God, hallelujah. You are all that and then some, hallelujah. And God, I thank you that you let us know that you are just who you say you are. You are the I am that I am. You're the one that we can run to. And, Lord God, we can find safety. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory be to God. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you so much for the worship service this past weekend. We had homecoming. And, Father, you did not disappoint. Lord God, you blessed us with your presence, which is what I pray always, that your presence be in us and with us every day that you bless us to see it. Glory be to God. Thank you that our life is in your hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for those that are willing, that will come to you and surrender to Christ as Lord and Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We don't fret. We don't have an anxiety, hallelujah. We may walk down a path and see a snake, and we may jump for a minute, but we come back down because we know that you've given us authority. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. So, God, we don't live in fear, hallelujah, for you've not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Yes, you have, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have an anxiety about things because you've taught us men ought to always pray. We can bring our supplications, hallelujah, our petitions to you with thanksgiving and with expectation that you hear us. And if we know you hear us and we pray what your word, what your divine will, purpose, and plan is for our lives, which is in the word of God, glory be to God, we can expect that you shall bring it to pass. That's what John 16, praise God, 23 and 24 says, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, that you will give it to us, Heavenly Father. Why? So that our joy can be full. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, hallelujah, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Oh, yes, it will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Jesus, you said, I came that you shall have the fullness of life. Life to the full, glory be to God. That's the abundant life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you for Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. You've already dealt with the sickness and diseases. So, God, when these things try to come against your people, I pray that they put themselves in remembrance of what your word says. Jesus said in 1 Peter 2:24 that with your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You have already dealt with the issue. And, Father, I pray that many, Lord God, many who are not yet, Lord God, surrendered to Christ will realize, hallelujah, that they don't need to listen to the demon of deception trying to make them believe that the life that they live is no, praise God in the name of Jesus, the life that they live right now, hallelujah. They think that because of some of the things that they have done, that they cannot surrender to you. Well, they're still a liar. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah. We bind up distractions right now because we realize, Lord, like never before during this past weekend, I see the enemy is really coming against your people with distractions. One distraction after the other to try to get them off focus. But God, you're still on the main line. You're still in charge of our lives. And we appreciate you. We love you, Lord God. But I thank you that you love us most, Lord God. And you're working situations out for our good in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that people will, Lord God, experience the depth of your love that you have for us. You see, you allowed your only begotten son to sacrifice his life in such a horrible way just for us so that we can be reconciled to you. My God, you demonstrated your love when you gave your only begotten son. Hallelujah, because he was the innocent one. The scripture and the songwriter says he became sin who knew no sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you're doing in this season. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that the corona, hallelujah, virus, every strand is already under the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you that Jesus has already dealt with the sin issue. If people just realize that God loves us so much that he let his son deal with this issue of sin and sickness and distractions and death, God help us to put ourselves in remembrance of how much you care about us. And you're the one that can work situations out for our good. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of encouragement on tonight. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to forget to make mention, Lord God, of what's going on. Hallelujah. I pray for our sister Houchins, Lord God, who had knee surgeries and great pain. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, with your anointing, hallelujah, Lord God, will release in her body supernatural divine deliverance of that excess pain from the knee surgery in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh, Lord God, that she no longer suffer with all of that excess pain in Christ. She had the surgery so that she can feel better in Jesus' name. And we pray, God, that the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, which is anointed, Lord God, to rescue her body from this pain in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we lift up, hallelujah, others that have been lifted up, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for Sister Carmelita in the name of Jesus, and we pray, oh God, that you touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. God, we pray that you rescue her from the excess pain in her body from that accident, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against every distraction, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for Sister Pastor Sims, Lord God, and the loss of her brother-in-law. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, oh, Lord God, for Sister McCormick and her daughters, Lord God, her entire family. We pray, God, that you work the situation out regarding the kidney transplant in Christ Jesus' name. God, you know every situation. I can't list them all, but I do bind up these untimely and accidental deaths. I do bind up these murdering and suicidal spirits in that name that's above every name, in Jesus' name. God, I pray against these mind disorders. So many people, Lord God, have trouble making good decisions because the devil of deception have deceived them, making them think that they're twisted up in their mind. God, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you have also given us a good, sound mind. As we surrender to you, we trust you. God, hallelujah, regulate the mind in the name of Jesus. And as we study your word and see what your word says, put more, Lord God, investment in the power of your word. God, that word will go throughout our cells and begin to regulate things the way that it should be in Jesus' name. You work things out for our good, Father God. That's what your scriptures say. All things work together for good in Jesus' name. We pray for our leaders in America, Lord God. We pray for our entire nation in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in authority. Pray against terrorist organizations, foreign or domestic. We pray for our missionaries, Lord God, and especially those that were, Lord God, held captive, Lord God, by the terrorist organization, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to deal with the devil in these minds of these people, Lord God, and we pray in Christ Jesus' name that you keep our missionaries and the people of God and the people safe, Lord God, from these wicked, Lord God, and ungodly people that are doing things that they have no right to do because they did not breathe life in these people in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for our children, our schools, Lord God, our school staff in the name of Jesus, the students, the parents, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that people more than ever before will cleave to you like never before in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that people will seek your good and divine will for their life in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf in the name of Jesus. And help us to pray, Holy Spirit, because we need your help. There's so many things going on, like I say, just to distract us from that which is important. And your presence, you are the most important one in our life. We need you like never before. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are volunteering their time, those that are working in places like healthcare and medical fields, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, psychiatric facilities, nursing homes, homebound, Lord God, caretakers, Lord God, we pray for people everywhere and all over the world, our friends, Lord God, our neighbors, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for our prayer warriors, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you meet their needs according to their riches and according to your riches and glory, in Christ Jesus' name. And remember, our leader on this prayer line, Pastor BJ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Hubbard, in Christ Jesus' name. God, touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her needs be met according to your good and divine will for her life in Jesus' name. We bless each person that come on this line. Those, Lord God, that come to listen, let there be healing released in their minds and their bodies and their souls, and let them draw closer to you, Father. God, we pray for the lost right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you manifest yourself to them, that they may know, yes, God is real. Glory be to God. We love you tonight, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've already done. And we pray, oh God, that you give us, Lord God, strength, God, to take each day one day at a time. And we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for so many that have lost loved ones unexpectedly. And we pray, oh Lord God, that you comfort them in the name of Jesus. Help us all, Lord God, to seek your will and your way. We pray that we are light in this world, that we may point others to you in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. I may have forgotten something, but Holy Spirit, I know you can intercede on our behalf for those things that we have not, because we only have a little time. We love you, Lord God. We praise you. I worship you. I honor you. I appreciate you so much, and I thank you for this time with you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and thank you that it is so, and it is done. And remember the marriages, Lord God, that those that are troubled in their marriages this evening. Lord God, and I pray for those that are claim to be Christians that are married. I pray that they'll realize that we've got to do better, Lord God, than the marriages that's in the world for those who don't know you. Sometimes it seems like the ones who don't know you and their marriage is better than the ones who claim to be children of God, who claim to be servants of God. We pray that we do better. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. Help us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Hallelujah. That was in my spirit, because I do know one thing. Father, we just thank you that if we don't have anything to say, if all these trials and tribulations come up with us, come up against us immediately, all out launch attacks from the pits of hell, from the gates of hell, sudden distractions and emergencies, things that try to dominate and overtake our minds, cause us to be confused and almost lose our mind and can commit suicide, we can stop what we're doing, hop, shake, and just begin to worship you. I don't care about nothing. I'm going to worship you. I need to talk to my daddy at this time. All kinds of things are happening, God, but we give you the praise, God. All the glory belongs to you, God. Thank you. I touch and agree with all the lovely prayers, awesome, powerful prayers for the spoken word on tonight, God. Yes, Lord, we do lift up our loved ones in the hospitals, our matriarchs and patriarchs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, for the ones that are about to go through surgery. Yes, Lord. And our grandbabies and our mothers and fathers, God, and ones that are in a bereaved state and their families and loved ones, God. We're not a people without sorrow, not. The Lord said, hallelujah. We know the Lord is the hope of our glory. He is our hope of glory. Hallelujah, God. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We may miss you, but we'll see you again. We will see you again. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. To live is Christ. To die is gain. Amen. You're at a place where we're pressing to be. In Jesus' name, forgetting those things that are behind us. Amen. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. Amen. Amen. We have to do like Jesus for the joy of the Lord. Amen. Endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen, and that's what the word is for. David said, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. But I hide your word in my heart that when times comes like these, your Holy Spirit will bring all these things up to my remembrance so I can speak a specific word to those specific attacks and trials and tribulations and demonic and satanic assignments for my growth, for my healing, for my health, for my strength, for my love to others that I receive from Christ Jesus. God, we thank you because your Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth. And we thank you that he lives in the inside of us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the leadership, God. Hallelujah, God. Even the ones on the prayer lines who don't speak much or who don't speak at all, God, strengthen them with might in the inner man, even as we continue to keep on the whole armor of God, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, shield of faith to quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah, and praying with all prayers and perseverance to all mankind, especially to the household of faith. God, we just thank you, God. We know that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah, in the book of Job. So we speak your word. We decree it and declare it over the atmosphere. We call those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Though the enemy may cause everything to look like we have failed or we're losing or we have lost or nothing can be done, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. And our testimony is Christ Jesus. Our testimony is the good news gospel. Our testimony is Jesus before the foundation of the world, Jesus right now, and Jesus is coming back again. Hallelujah. Revelation 12 and 11. And we don't love our lives even to the point of death. Father, we thank you, God. We bless your name that even when we pray, we know that you always answer our prayer. Hallelujah. And it's good in your sight, God. It pleases you, God, that we can stretch our faith, God, and pray any prayer because we're yours and you are ours. We are the branches and you are the vine. And our daddy is the husbandman. We're blessed. We delight ourselves in your ways, God. We delight ourselves in you, God. You are our source. We don't look to anybody else. You're our shepherd, and we are the sheep of your pasture. Hey, any other voice we don't follow. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, we can be strengthened even in a song as long as we feast off of your table. Everything is good and nutrition and fortified, strengthens us, equips us for the word of God, quick and powerful. Hallelujah. But in any two-edged sword, piercing to dividing of soul and spirit, even the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thank you that the word come forth on this prayer line saying, watch what you say. Watch where you go. Watch who you're hanging around. Strengthen yourself. Spiritually examine yourself. Iron sharpen iron. We bless your name, God, for all of these things. We don't take it for granted, God. All the prayer lines are not like these. And your anointing is here. And everyone on the prayer line is anointed, God. Thank you. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the loved ones. Whether we see each other or not, whether we know each other or not, we know each other now in the spirit. We bless your name. We already know that all of these prayers are answered, Father. Ah, my God, we already know. We're privileged, God. We're privileged in you. We do give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
Praise be to the name of the Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
McCormick.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I just opened the line. Praise God.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. I just thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. I just enjoy each and every one. I give glory and honor to him on tonight because God is so awesome. He is so good. He have made ways when I couldn't even see ways how he wanted to do it. He have took me through so many different things in my life, and I just give glory and honor to him right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you this afternoon. Just want to thank you for all that you are and all that you is in my life. Thank you for where you have brought me from. Thank you for how you have kept me, Lord God, when I couldn't see my way, when I didn't know how and what way to go. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, that you sent your word to heal your people. God, thank you, Lord God, for just for the strength that you give me, Lord God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord God, for eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord God. Thank you for being able to hear the birds when I wake up in the morning, Lord God, how they just giving you the praise, Lord God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to learn how to just wake up like that, Lord God, and just whatever may be going on in our lives, that we will just put it right behind us and begin to give you glory and honor and just begin to praise you and thank you for all that you are and all that you have done for us. Because realize, Lord God, that you didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond our fault one day, God, and you saw our needs. You saw that we need you, Lord God, and so we thank you for it right now, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through problems and, excuse me, those that's going through situations. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on them right now, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you will look down on the school kids everywhere, Lord God. So many things are happening, going on, but we know, God, that you are able to keep them, Lord God. You're able to shield them and protect them, Lord God. Help us to continue, Lord God, to pray for all children all over the world, everywhere, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray for the body of Christ as a whole, God. And we ask you, Lord God, to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. Help us not to look to the left or right, but help us to always remember, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And whatever we need and whatever we going through, help us to learn how to commit our ways unto you, Lord God, that you will direct our path, Lord God, and you will show us how and what way we should go, Lord God. God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God. God, I pray that you go into the hospital and you touch that girl or that boy, that man or that woman tonight, Lord God, that might be on the ventilator, Lord God. God, we ask you to breathe on them right now, Lord God. Oh, God, raise them up, Lord God, because we know that you're a healer, and we know that you is a deliver God, and we know there's nothing too hard that you can't do. So, God, we pray for them right now, Lord God. Those that might be going through still a COVID, Lord God, we ask you to look on them, Father. We pray for those that have not even decide to get the shot, Lord God. We ask you to look on their minds, Lord God, and touch their hearts and their minds, and let them realize, God, that this stuff is nothing to play with, and they should make their minds up and go ahead on, and if they ain't even thinking about themselves, think about somebody else that may be next to them or in some kind of way, Father. Oh, God, we pray for the situation, Lord, because we know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to set us free, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as like Mother Alexander always say about that we must pray. We must continue to pray. Whatever the situation is, we must continue to pray. And also she say that we must know who Jesus is. And so, God, help us as we pray, not just pray, but know who you are as we begin to pray and believe that you are able, Lord, to help us when we go through our problems and our situation in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you so much on tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for all sickness everywhere, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shedded that sinner's blood back on Calvary Cross. Oh, he didn't have to do it, but you look beyond our fault one day, and it's saw our needs. Help us, Lord God, to get our house in order, Lord, because we know, God, that, Lord God, you're coming back one day, and you're coming back for our people, Lord God. And, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord, will help us to keep our focus on your word, Lord God, because it's the word of God that's going to take us through. It's the word of God that's going to help us to go forward in the last and even days. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because the word of God tells us in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, is that come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, help them. Help people to come running. Come running to you because you got your arms stretched out. You see the condition. You see the things that they are going through. But help them to realize, God, it's all about seeking your face. It's all about calling on the name of Jesus. If there ever been a time to call on Jesus, the time is now. Help them, Lord God, to realize, God, that you are the answer. You are the answer. As our sister was saying a while ago, how she was calling out different things about I am. You are I am. You are the our counselor. You are our father. You are our deliverer. You are a helper. You are the same yesterday and today forever. You are that living bread. You are the name which is above every name. So, God, I just ask you right now to have mercy on people everywhere, Lord God. Look down on that person that's standing beside the road sometime when you traveling down the highway and you see somebody got a sign and they're holding up a sign because they need food or they need money, whatever they might need. But, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you, Lord God, will touch them, Lord God. Touch them that somebody will come by and help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because there's so many don't have food. There's so many don't have this or that, but you got it all. All they got to do is come to you, and you are able to give them all. You are able to do a finished job on them because you already done it. You say it was finished. When you left this world, you have done it all. You said it was finished. So now it's up to us. It's up to us to get ourselves right. It's up to us to get the things that we need as believing in you. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole, everywhere, Lord God. We pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. We ask you to touch, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for our prophet. A bird on tonight. We ask you to look on her wherever she might be. We pray that you touch her body. We pray that you look down on Pastor Hubbard, God. Continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray that you look down on Brother Black and continue to be with him and Sister Willette and Mother Alexander, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on all their kids, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all their grandkids, all their great-great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we need you, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We can't do it down here without you, Lord. Lord, if you don't do it for us, it won't be done. And we need you every step of the way. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We want to be like the Word of God said in Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. We want to taste you, Lord God. And we want to taste you because when we taste you, if we ever taste you, It's nothing else you can taste like him. There's a different taste. You won't want to taste nothing else but him. He is so sweeter than a honeycomb. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people. And I praise you and I lift you up right now, because the word of God said when the praises go up, the blessing will come down. So, God, we continue, Lord God, to pray for those that's going through sickness in their body, though that might be going through other problems. We pray, Lord God, for Carmelina's leg, her knee, Lord God. God, we pray for the situation that she might be going through right now. But, God, we know that it's already worked out. It's already fixed. It's already done in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, for doing it for right now. We just thank you for doing it for anybody that's going through some situation. That whatever it might be, God is turning around while we speak right now. As we continue to pray and seek his face, call on his name, God is turning things around for his people in the name of Jesus. So, God, we feel tonight. We appreciate you. We ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord God, look on your people. Help us, Lord God, to keep our mind on you, Lord, to have a mind of Christ, have a mind to know how to pray and what to pray for. Keep us as we walk this journey, Lord God. Remember those that don't know you tonight, Lord. Help them to realize, God, that you are right there waiting on them. They're not waiting on you. You're waiting on them to come to you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray that they will get stirred up. They will realize they'll get tired of that old life living that they're living. And they'll come boldly to you, Lord God. They'll come want to make a change in their life. And so, God, we pray that you'll touch their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, that they will realize it's not all about what's out there in the world, but they need Jesus as their Savior on tonight. We thank you right now. We honor you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise God. We'll take one more now. Even Pastor Sims and And we're going to take these prayer requests. Praise the Lord. Give me a chance to. No, I didn't. Not the, can't even open the line for her because I've accidentally scrolled her off. Praise the Lord. God, we bless you and honor you. And thank you so much for the prayers that just went forth in Jesus' name while we pull the system back up. Thanking you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for that word tonight. We thank you, Jesus, for the promises of the Lord that added riches and maketh no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, to help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and be determined that we not deviate off the path, hold fast to faith, and not allow the things that we go through to hinder us. In the name of Jesus, thank you for divine touch of your healing power. In your name, Jesus. Praise God. We got to back up. Bless the Lord. Okay, then. Praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God.
You go ahead, Pastor.
Father, thank you, thank you. You just today, Lord God, Father, you're such an awesome and a wonderful God. And Father, we wanted to tell you that we love you. And Father, we know that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son down to die on Calvary's rugged cross for our sins, Lord. And Father, we believe you've shown us over and over and over that you love us, Father. Even though we go through and we go in and out of things that we don't desire, we don't think we should go through, but you're right there by our sides, Lord God. And if we but have faith and hold on to your word, Father, you'll bring us out victorious. And Father, we thank you. We just give you all the honor and the glory and the praises, Lord. We thank you for these beautiful anointed vessels, Father, that you have allowed to come night, Monday, Sunday after Sunday, Monday after Monday, and declare your undying love, Lord God, that men and women maybe that don't know you are not as strong as they should be or want to be, can hear this word, Lord, and be strengthened. Lord, we bless your name. We just honor you. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord God, because we have come to know, hallelujah, glory be to God, that your word is true. And faith, Lord God, move mountains. Father, all we have to do is trust in your word and hold on to you, Lord, in faith and watch you work. Your mighty hand of God is working in the situation, even though you may not see it, you may not know it. It's supposed to be this way, and it's supposed, but you extend unto us, Lord, your love and your supernatural help and your grace. And, Father, we just thank you. We just want to praise you, Lord. We want clean hands. Lord, when we come before you and we raise our hands, we don't want blood on our hands, Lord. We want to hold up clean hands, Father, because you give us every opportunity to do right. You say, if we sin, you come to you and ask for forgiveness, and you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, Father, we do appreciate every good and mighty blessing. We thank you for this prayer line, Lord, that is open to all who would come and hear the word, Lord, and be strengthened on their journey to be healed for all of the people that have come on this line and been blessed, Lord. Father, thank you for all of the years, the couple of years that they've been praying for my brother-in-law, Levi Brown, who, if the Lord blesses, we'll lay him to rest on Thursday morning. Father, but all those prayers that they prayed helped him to overcome one hurdle after another. He kept coming back and coming back and coming back until you said, it's time now to come home. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you, Father. We ask you to be with the bereaved families everywhere, Lord. Be with the sick and the shut-in, Father, the disillusioned, the heartbroken, all of those, Father, who stand in need of your help, Lord. And we ask you to please continue to bless Israel, Lord. And, Father, those people in Africa who are so sick and have not even
been able to get the COVID vaccine. All brothers and sisters over there, Father, we ask that you make a way for them, Lord. Make a way as you always do, Father. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We lift your name on high. We give you honor and praises, Lord. And, Father, just keep us under the shadow of your wings, Lord, that we are under open heaven, Lord, that we have freedom to for our prayers to go up and the blessings to come down. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, we do ask these blessings. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name, Jesus. We continue to bless and comfort her as well. In Jesus' name, thank God. You strengthen us to be on our post. We praise God. We're going to be taking a prayer request of anyone.
Yes.
All the prayers that went forward with such power, and even for Prophet Noon with everything that was going on, had no idea how powerful the Lord blessed. So that's why we know that when flesh is weak, the spirit is willing, and for her to be on her post and obey the Lord, even though she was still at work. So that's what it was. We have to be obedient to the spirit of the Lord, and we want blessings. It's time out for Glorap putting ourselves on his time. We got to make sure that we're on his time, not just ours, but I bless the Lord for that. In the meantime, prayers have already gone off for Pastor Sims, and she's already just prayed too as well. Her and the family, everybody's already prayed for Carmelita. So now we just need anyone else that has any prayer requests to take those requests.
Yes, Pastor. I have a prayer request for one of my co-worker at work. Her name is Vicky Walker. Can you pray that God give her peace with her daughter and her grandchild? Some conflict going on with the daughter pertaining to grandchild. So, and also co-workers at the job. She's going through some harassment with them. So, we just pray that God will give her peace.
Praise God. My dear don't have challenges on her job, but thank God for the peace of God now through coming through some things. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Anun to take that prayer request now on the job and also for the lady and so forth. I just have the problem with her. Her family members, daughter and grand, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the job. Okay, Sister Alicia.
Yes, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for this day and our life, health, and strength. Lord God, please forgive me. I missed the names. It was Walker. But, Lord God, you know who they are. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, first off, God, for the family. I pray, Father God, for peace among the family, God, for whatever is going on, God, with the chaos and confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak to that situation, and I'm asking you, Father, to turn everything around in the name of Jesus. That whatever it is that the enemy is trying to come in and drain her spirit and drain her mind, or even have her, God, even turn to a point where not that she doesn't love her child, but she doesn't like her child or her grandchild. I bind and rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. I speak, Lord God, a peace, God, that surpasses all understanding. I speak, Lord God, love, God, for her to be able to continue to walk in and to show for her, God, to also give her wisdom, God. Give her wisdom, God, in the times when she needs to answer the phone. Give her wisdom, God, in the times when she needs to answer the door. Give her wisdom, God, even in the times, God, of hearing help. If this is the time now, whether it's through finances or trying to run to help them get out of a situation. Because sometimes, Lord God, sometimes we just got to let people be where they are in the name of Jesus. And all we can do at the time is sit back and pray for them in the midst of the storm in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you will give her wisdom, God, on what she needs to do, Lord God, for herself as well to be able to continue to encounter and deal with the things, God, with the family in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, God, for her on her job right now. God, whatever this attack is, that God, that's coming through, whether it be her coworkers or supervisors, to try to come in and mess with her her health, God, mentally on the job and her well-being in the name of Jesus. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace, God, on the job. Whatever, God, that is going on behind the scenes, God, we pray, God, that you pull the covers off, God, that the thing will be shown, God, out in the light, God, for everyone to know and to see what is taking place. I'm praying, Lord God, for promotion. I'm praying, Lord God, for if it means that she needs to be able to move into another area. I'm praying, Lord God, for you just to move in the midst of that situation, Father God, and do what is best for her in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that being time they get ready to open up their mouth, God, to speak or to do something against her, God, that they find that they can't even do it anymore, Lord God, that they just end up as Pastor Hubbard even had to deal with someone. All he could do was spin around on the floor and couldn't come nigh them in the name of Jesus. I speak a blood covering, Lord God, around her whole work area, wherever she's got to walk to, wherever she sits at, wherever she goes to lunch to, whatever bathroom stall she even has to use, in the name of Jesus. I speak a blood covering. I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. I speak for the ministered angels, Lord God, to be round about her in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for your word, God, to continue, God, to as Minister Jenkins ministered to her, Lord God, that those words, God, will come back to her in the name of Jesus and encourage her spirit, man. I pray, Lord God, that she latch on to you even the more throughout it all. I pray, Lord God, that if it means that she has to come through and anoint her area, I pray, God, that you will just move and let your anointing flow in that place in the name of Jesus. Yes, that we bind and curse every demon in hell in Jesus' name that try to come up against her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else have a prayer request before?
Okay. Yes. I would pray, God bless everybody, that Thanksgiving week that my nephew and his son can travel down to Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, with us for the week, so us as an entire family can be together. There's complications with the baby's mother and or controversy. Also, that my brother and I just establish a super tight bond, a relationship, in Christ Jesus, but we develop a super
Praise
tight
God.
Bond. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, Mother Alexander, will you take that prayer request, Brother Black, for the traveling with the for the nephew and son. To be able to go, because there's a little bit of conflict on the side with the mother of the, and in the meantime, like you said, for a tight bond, for a relationship with him and his brother for the Lord, in the Lord.
Well, we gave God thanks for his brother and him have a good relationship, and we ask the Lord to continue to strengthen it, that it continue to grow, and for his traveling mercy with, I think you said, his brother and his son.
Yes.
Nephew and
Your brother
son.
And nephew? Okay, we just...
My nephew and
your nephew and your brother.
Son.
Okay. We ask
yes.
God to, we just ask the Lord to give them traveling mercy, believing that what you ask, remember what God said, we don't have to go down and pull on and pull on. When God said it, that's it. You can believe it, that's when it comes. God said... He will do it. So we ask in him, Lord, give them traveling mercy, Lord God, and let that traveling mercy be with joy, Father God, that he and his son will enjoy that traveling mercy, that they travel along in joyfulness, that they get here to see his uncle and his father see his brother, Black. Father God, we thank you, Lord, because we know you's a God that said, ask, believe when you ask, you receive. And I believe in, Lord God, that this reunion, when they all get together, is going to be rejoicing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get down there to see the mother and the sisters. That'll be wonderful.
Oh,
place.
The
any
mother
more prayer requests?
Oh,
I was just saying out loud,
you're
going to see the family and sisters, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that they get their rejoicing when they get there. We
Amen.
Ask God,
Amen.
Let them get there to rejoice and no arguing, no not, just rejoice in each other since they're going for a reunion.
Amen.
Because, you know, this time the adversary is busy. But
mm-hmm.
we ask God to cover the family that when they get there is rejoicing, glad to see one another,
yes.
because that's what reunion is all about. Must enjoy one another.
Yes.
So
Amen.
I thank God that when Brother Black, you going too?
Yes, my whole family. It's up
oh,
as a
well,
family.
Baby. Well, we thank God that next time we hear from you, you'll be telling us about the rejoicing you went through.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, because, oh, thank the Lord, when family get together, baby, it's supposed to be love and rejoice. Not
yes.
that, but when I believe we ask God for that, that when we see Brother Black again, he will be telling us about the good time. In the
yes.
name of
yes.
Jesus, baby, he'll be telling
In
us nothing
Jesus.
Negative, everything positive.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus, that's what we're asking for. That everybody will be so happy to see one another. Thank
Praise
the Lord.
God.
Thank the Lord.
Praise
God.
God.
Love you guys.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
I'm rejoicing now.
Amen.
Praise God. Any more prayer requests before we close?
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Well,
BJ, I thank and praise God for being so good. I just want to appreciate God for this weekend. We had our homecoming at our church, and I have been praying, God, let your presence be in the place and even on the grounds as people come up. I prayed that God give us a blessed, anointed message, and it was absolutely awesome, praise God, and all of the fellowship and food in the back. And I had prayed, I said, Lord, you draw someone in this community, and there was a lady that lived in the neighborhood, and she's decided to come to our church Sunday. So I thank and praise God. He's just such an awesome God, but I thank God so much for his presence being there, and so many things tried to get in the way of distractions. But I thank and praise God. I press through, and I thank and praise God for a wonderful time. God is so amazing. And I'm believing that when you trust God and you go to him about situations, I'm in agreement with Sister Alexander that it can be just what you ask for, because the scripture teach, praise God, Mark 11:22, have faith in God, and whatever you ask,
yeah.
believing that you receive, you can have what you say. And I remember
praise
a time
God.
When my older brother, we didn't have a good relationship because when he was younger, he was mean to my dad, and I didn't like that. And but over the years, we became close because he came to stay with me for a while, and then even before he passed away, he wanted me to, he said, Willette, won't you build a church down here in Mississippi? He said, if you start a church here, I'll go to it. I said, boy,
no,
I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I had visit there, and then the four days after I got back home, he had passed away. But we had a wonderful relationship at the end, and I just thank and praise God. God can mend everything, and
yes,
that's a beautiful prayer request, Brother Black, to ask for a supernatural bond relationship. Even my sister, before she died, she said, Willette, I asked the Lord to forgive me for how I treated you. You know, my mama even asked me to forgive her for how she treated me. It's interesting how people have come
God
and they'll,
awesome.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But I just thank and praise God. God would do it. When we do our share, and my only share, I said, God, you continue to help that person and bless that person. And if we
mm-hmm.
do our part, for God, God will work it out and turn it around.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I give God
praise
glory.
God.
Praise him.
Praise
and
God.
I know God will work it out. God, let him do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Dynamic testimony. We only have about 5 minutes. I want to take another quick prayer request, and I need to make an announcement before we close. Praise God. Who else is? Yeah, somebody else is coming on.
Yeah. So,
hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You hear me? Okay.
I'm here. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I would want to tell everybody how y'all prayed for my granddaughter, how it, my daughter then went to the school and they had a meeting, how the teacher couldn't open up her mouth and say nothing. She couldn't even say anything. When they went to the board, when they went to the meeting, and my granddaughter was sitting in there, my daughter was sitting in there, and my son-in-law was sitting in there, and the teacher and another person was in there, and the other person kept saying something. My daughter said, "I'm not talking to you," but the teacher, and she said, "Why are you not talking?" She wouldn't say nothing. She couldn't say nothing.
Praise God.
So I just thank God. Thank God for y'all prayers.
God will work it out. Amen. We
Shut
bless God for
lion.
Working it out. That's what I was about to say, too. Shut the mouth of the devil. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for prayer. Well, all right. We want to praise God. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to let you know that we are, thank God for the power of prayer tonight. We might have a minute or two for y'all to just at least encouragement. So Alicia, it's been a while since she's been on, but I want to at least let you know in December, the first not the actual first week because it starts on a Wednesday. We're going to do the revival starting on the 6th through the 12th, and it ended up on the second Sunday. So I will not announce tonight all because I need Bishop Page and a couple other people to confirm that they're going to speak, and then I'll give you the names. But you can prepare yourself that the ones that are available and are not out of town or have any special, we will have the revival the 6th, because I talked to the Lord that I'll need to be pushing forward. He gave me no and do it now. And then he also folded in that morning about 5, gave me all the topics up under our theme, which is what are you doing to change the atmosphere for the Lord Jesus? And we have quite a few topics that he's going to bless up to bring that in alignment with what that topic means. But in the meantime, be blessed of the Lord. Praise God. Anyone that have any remarks for the word tonight, we don't normally do it in 15 minutes, but it's been a while, and she has been challenged, and the Lord blessed her with a powerful word tonight. So anyone want to give any remarks for the word tonight for Prophetess Anoon, you have that time now. You can do so.
One thing, this is Brother Black. God bless you. One thing I do know is that when you speak, you give an understanding whereas a child can understand the word of God. You have excellent, you bring the word excellently. I just thank God. It's so powerful. And amen, it's clear, crystal clear. I thank God for the Holy Ghost in you. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Sister Alicia, I just thank God for you on tonight. I was listening to you, and I said, Lord, the way you were just talking and how the Lord was dealing with you with so many different words, and I began to write down what you said, help us to keep our minds stay on him. And you also said, like, you were talking about the storm, and I thought how the storm, you know, how things is not rooted. And I'm often like to look at the trees and how we need to stay rooted and grounded in the word of God. And that we won't be shaken, that we won't fall from one side to the other. And I just thank God for, there was just so much you were saying. And when you were talking about God is, you know, like you said, I am that I am. And the same thing you was thinking of talking about today, I was reading some of that today about I am that I am, you know. So I just thank God for, I always enjoy listening to you anyway. Mm-hmm. I praise God for you that God will continue to just bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you. Praise God. I give God the glory. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Alicia. I just thank God. I haven't heard the word, but I got on almost at the end. But I just thank God and praise God for how God, you speak the word and you brought forth the word under the anointing, and how God was just taking you up higher and higher and deeper depth in him, and how you, when you were talking about the stone, and then it brings to my remembrance, you know, how the eagle, how they when they float over the stone, and then they can see in the stone, they can see things from afar, and then and that's how we have to soar like the eagle over our storm and in the word of God. So I just thank you, and I just praise God for you allowing God to use you and bringing forth the word.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that part, even that. That blessed me.
Well, praise the Lord for you, Alicia. I thank God for the word that you bring tonight. Continue to keep on pushing because God is using you mightily, my baby. God bless you, and I enjoyed it. Amen.
Thank you. I love you too, Mother. Thank you.
Everything.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was going to say, Pastor, Apostle Anew.
I mean, Lord have mercy, but you got a shift going on, huh?
Wait a minute.
Praise God for you. I call it a word of encouragement, and I love when you go to giving the names of God, and it just fills me up, praise God. And it's how you know who the Lord is, and that just basically tells you the type of God that we serve, praise God, and it strengthens me. So I thank and praise God as you gave that near the end, the names of God. And I thank and praise God, he is all of that and then some. So I thank you so much. It was an excellent word, and I apologize because, once again, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus against distractions because I had two phone calls while I was trying to listen and even while I was praying. So I thank and praise God, but I'll go back and re-listen. But I thank and praise God for what my ears heard. It was a blessed word of encouragement. And thank you again. Great job. Amen.
Thank you, God. Glory. I don't know. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Hey,
praise God.
That's why I'll pop it.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, when you said Prophet Anunz, I was thinking, I said, was that your daughter? Then I said, okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then the next thing you know, you said, go ahead, Alicia. I said, oh, now that's Prophet Anunz. I know her name. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I bless the Lord. Some of the prophets. Someone speaking?
I was speaking, and I
Pastor
wanted to say, to Prophetess Anun, that was such an anointed message that you gave to us, and this is what I heard. No matter what situation you're in, no matter how bad the trouble is, no matter what it is, God can handle it. He has a name, and he can take over all of that. He is the great I am. And I just thank you so much for that word. It was a blessing to me, and I know to a lot of other people. Just keep on with your anointing word and your messages because they are crystal clear. Thank the Lord for you.
Praise
Live long
God.
And prosper.
Amen.
Praise God. I love you all. Thank you so much, Father.
Yes, I appreciate that so much.
God,
praise God. Even though we ran out of time on the get to keep the remarks and stuff because the time went by, but I just wanted at least for the encourage your heart because even the challenge that you've been having lately, when you really surrender and let God have it, in spite of what may have gone on or how you feel, when God say bless and he opened a way for you to deliver his word, and he called you out and anointed you. You didn't call yourself, as it says in John and whatever like this. I called you and ordained you to go forth and bring forth much fruit. When you yield and avail yourself, whether how you feel or not, is about this walk in salvation by faith. And when you step out and said, turn it over to God, he approved himself. Now, look at the anointing when you did yield. Sacrifice even being on the job and then just hearing the report. So I did that because Holy Spirit put it in my spirit to let you know that what God is doing in you. Don't let no devil trick you to draw back or pull back. Press in because we're in the last days now. We can't afford to allow the enemy, glory, to get us sidetracked. So it's time like never before to sell out all the way. And because God, glory to God, we have to give an account to him. So I'd like to encourage you as like I encourage others but a person got to be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land, as the Lord say. So I am proud of how you allowed the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign, and it was flowing so that the enemy couldn't even stop what God was doing, because it was just the flow out of the belly. Glory to God, because one thing it is, when it's down in our spirit and we stir it up, glory to God, out of that whatever's been dormant, God will bless, and we feed that spirit, the Spirit of the Lord will prove himself every time. So I just encourage you the more, press in, because there's so much more to come, and God's going to put some other things in line. Glory, as we yield and obey God, he got blessings beyond what we can think or ask that he will do on our behalf when we yield ourselves to him. So just wanted to encourage you to be encouraged and just to stand fast, hold fast, be steadfast, or move always about in the work of the Lord, knowing that his labor is not in vain. And just take some time out to spend some time with him, and more you're going to find yourself soaring in him. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, praise God, Pastor. I appreciate it.
Praise God. Well, I bless the Lord for you all. Keep on the prayer warriors prayed up one another, each other. We'll keep the revival prayed up to and so forth. Like, we believe in God, not just for another time we got together, but each time, just like when we come on this phone about kingdom business, and we believe in God for great and mighty things to be manifest in his word. So we all continue to lift the name of the Lord up. Pray you have a marvelous and wonderful week. Looking forward to the Lord blessing to next Monday, because this first Sunday coming up. No, that'll be first Sunday. Following Sunday, praise God, when we'll be back on to hear with the Spirit of the Lord. You know what? We came to the Spirit. I'm going to pray about this, but I believe, no, I'm going to let you, I'm going to let you experience this that he gave it to me. So I'm going to wait the second Sunday. If he put it in my spirit before he can tell you, then I'll tell you. But just be on guard for Sunday, second Sunday. Everybody, we love you. God bless. Praise God. I love the way God do things. You know, I got started to say something, and he had to remind me of something, so I'm going to wait. But look, be ready for second Sunday. Lord bless you. Look forward to Monday night. Have a wonderful night. Thank God as we continue to pray one for another and all those that are going through, as we give it to the Lord. We believe in for a praise report to come back, that he be glorified. Have a blessed night. We love you. Angels will be in camp. Glory to that blood covering over you, binding up every satanic and demonic force of the enemy, untimely death, sickness and disease, chaos and confusion, whatever plots, plans, schemes, or whatever he got already set up. We annihilate, dismantle, uprooted, and cancel that assignment right now. Speak life, health, wholeness, peace, joy, healing and wholeness. And we pray God's blessing upon Sister Rachel too, as well. God continue to bless and strengthen her and encourage her heart to hold fast to faith.
Yes.
Look up. Don't be looking down. Don't be looking around. Look up. And glory to God and live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful night. God bless you. Amen and amen.
God bless you. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
We love you too.